我们今天要看的经文在约翰福音十一章二十一到二十七节。
Today our scripture is from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 21 through 27.
对大部分的弟兄姐妹来说，这是非常熟悉的一段经文。
To most brothers and sisters, this is a very familiar passage.
就是耶稣在地上行的一个使人死人复活的神迹。
It's a miracle that Jesus performed on earth to raise the dead.
有是玛利亚跟马大。他的弟弟叫做拉撒路，死了四天。
Is the brother of Mary and Martha, Lazarus, who was dead for four days.
耶稣在他们家行了这神迹，让他死去的弟弟复活。
And Jesus Christ performed this miracle that he raised Lazarus from the dead.
好，我们现在来看一下这些经文。
Let's look at this section in scripture.
好，我来读单数节，请弟兄姐妹用起音的方式读双数节。
We'll read responsively. I will read the odd verses, and you will read the even one.
马大对耶稣说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。”
But even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you.
耶稣说：“你兄弟必然复活。”
Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day."
耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。”
And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
马大说：“主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。”好，今天我们这短短几段经文里面，我们要看三个问题。
And in these few verses, we are to ponder on three questions.
在二十二节、二十四节，马大用了两个说我知道。
In verses 22 and 24, Martha said, "I know" twice.
所以第一个问题，我们要看马大他到底知道什么。
The first question we have to ask: What does Martha know?
如果马大知道的是完全的话，耶稣就不需要再说话了。
If Martha knows completely, then Jesus will not have to speak again.
显然，耶稣还继续说了一些话。
Obviously, Jesus spoke something else.
在二十三节、二十五节，耶稣继续说了一些事。
In verses 23 and 25, Jesus continued to say something.
可见这些是马大不清楚或者还不知道的。
And that is to say that these are the things that Martha are not clear of.
所以第二个问题，我们要看耶稣到底要马大知道些什么。
So the second question is, what does Jesus want Martha to know?
在这段的对话的最后。后的时候，耶稣问他说：“你相信吗？”
And in this climax of the conversation, Jesus asked him, "Do you believe?"
这是耶稣对马大的一个挑战。
This is a challenge of Jesus to Martha.
在这个挑战里面，我们要看三个小问题。
And in this challenge, we have to look at three small points.
当耶稣说我你信吗？我他的信的凭据是什么
？And so when Jesus asked, "Do you believe this?" What is the evidence of his belief?
或者说你信吗？到底要信什么？这信的内容又是什么
？Or we can say, "What do you believe? What's the content of this faith?"
当马大如果要回答这个问题的时候，他也要考虑到他当他说他信的时候，他要接受的挑战又是什么
？And so when Martha replied, what is the challenge to her faith?
这段对话虽然是耶稣跟马大的对话
，Even though this is a conversation between Jesus and Martha，
当我们在分析这三个问题的时候，我们要把我们自己放在马大的位置上。
When we're considering these questions, we have to put ourselves in the shoes of Martha.
因为显然一段圣经如果放在圣经里面，就是要给所有的人来看的。
Because if the scripture is revealed here, it is for all of us.
虽然是耶稣跟马大的对话，但是马大是代表所有的人。
Even though it's between Jesus and Martha, Martha represented all of us.
所以当我们在看这三个问题的时候，马大要知道什么，我们就是要想到说。
So when we look at the first question, what does Martha know? We have to ask ourselves, what do we know?
那耶稣要马大知道什么？我们要想说，耶稣要我们知道什么
？And so when we think of what Jesus wants Martha to know, we have to think of what Jesus wants us to know.
那最后，耶稣问马大说：“你相信吗？”我们这个时候让主的话在我们心里也向我们问同样的问题。
And finally, when Jesus asked Martha, "Do you believe this?" Let His word be His questions to us.
我们同样来想，我们信的凭据是什么
？And we have to think of what is the proof of our faith.
我们到底要信什么
？What are we to believe?
我们如果说我们信的话，我们要做什么
？And if we are to believe, what are we to do?
刚刚我们读的这段经文里面，第一段，马大这样说。
In the first section of scripture that we read, Martha said this.
你若早在这里，必不死。
Now, if you have been here, my brother would not have died.
就是现在我也知道。
And even no, I know now.
什么叫做耶稣你在这里我的兄弟就不死呢
What does it mean for Martha to say if you are here my brother would not have died
这里讲到必定不死
He says here he will never die will not die for sure
意思就是说他不管生多严重的病他都不会死如果你在这里的话
He says if you are here no matter how serious or how ill he gets he will not die
这个信心是很大的
This is a great faith actually
我们世上有这种医生吗
Do you have such kind of healer?
所以马大到底知道什么呢
？What does Martha know?
他知道耶稣是个神医，对不对
？He knows that Jesus is a miracle healer.
什么叫神医呢
？What is this miracle healer?
神医就是任何的病都可以治的。
It means that he can heal all kinds of sickness.
不管这个病多么的严重，都可以医治。
No matter how serious the sickness gets, he can heal them.
癌症也可以医治。
Cancer, he can heal it.
最严重最后一级的癌症都可以医治。
Even the last stage of cancer, he can heal them.
这个世上没有这种医生。
There is no such doctors on this earth.
但是马大知道什么呢
？But what does Martha know?
马大知道耶稣他可以治所有的病。
Martha knows that Jesus can heal all sicknesses.
这个信心是非常大的。
It's a great faith.
这是马大知道的。
This is what Martha knows.
那他还知道什么呢
？But what else does she know?
就是现在。
That means even now.
现在是什么呢
？What is now?
现在拉撒路已经死了四天了。
And now Lazarus is dead for 4 days.
就是现在，马大在这个时候特别提到现在这个情况。
And Martha especially talk about now.
当马大在说这句话的时候，他在讲说马大拉撒路已经死了四天了。
And when he said that Lazarus was already dead for 4 days.
在犹太人的传统里面，死了四天的人就是灵魂真的已经离开他的身体。
And in the Jewish tradition, the one who has been dead for 4 days, his spirit has left the body.
不可能再回来了。
There's no chance of return.
死了这件事情已经死亡已经发生了，不可能再扭转了。
That means he's truly dead. You can never revive again.
所以马大在这里，他知道耶稣是神医，但是他也知道他今天面对的是一个死人。
And so Martha knows that Jesus is a miracle healer, but she knows that she's facing a dead person.
你若早在这里。
She said, if you were here,
什么叫早在呢
what does it mean by you if you have been here?
意思就是说你迟了嘛
That is to say, you're late.
虽然耶稣是可以治所有的疾病
even though Jesus can heal all kinds of sicknesses,
所有的病人他可以治
and all kinds of sick person he can heal,
任何的病人他都可以救
he can save any kind of ill person,
但死人是病人吗
but is a dead person someone ill?
显然死人跟病人有很大的差距是吗
Obviously there's a huge difference between someone who's ill and someone who's dead
神医可以医治所有的病人
A miracle healer can heal all kinds of sicknesses
但神医不能够救已经死的人
But a miracle healer cannot revive a dead person
这是马大知道的
This is what Martha knew
因为当他说你若早在这里的时候他后面的含义就是这个
Because when she said if you had been here that's what she was meaning
他后面又说你无论求什么
And then later on she says, no matter what you ask,
神也一定会赐给你
God will give to you.
然后这个很重要的宣告，你是基督，是神的儿子。
And then a great declaration, you are the Christ, the Son of God.
耶稣是神的儿子，上帝听他的祈求。
And Jesus is the Son of God, God listens to his prayer.
马大在这里想说，或许这个神的儿子还可以做些什么。
And so Martha thought, perhaps the Son of God can still do something.
这边用了无论两个字。
And here it says, no matter, whatever.
无论就是说，不管他向父求什么，天父都会。
So whatever he asks of God, God will answer him.
那马大的这个无论是不是有边界呢
？So is there a limitation to this idea of whatever?
这个无论真的是所有的事情吗
？Is it all kinds of things and anything?
我们看后面的对话，我们就可以知道他的无论是什么。
And if you look at the conversation later, you know what this whatever means.
耶稣听到马大说这样的话
And Jesus heard Martha's words
这是很大的信心
It is a great faith
耶稣就这样说
And Jesus said
好你说我无论什么都可以
You said I can do whatever I will
耶稣就对马大说你的兄弟要复活
And so she said to her Your brother will rise again
马大怎么回答呢
How did Martha reply
他用了第二个知道我知道
She said I know the second know that she mentioned
他说我知道在末日的时候他要复活
She said, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day.
等到耶稣要来行神迹的时候
When Jesus is about to perform this miracle,
耶稣吩咐那些人把石头挪开
Jesus commanded them to roll away the stone.
马大马上出来拦阻
And Martha came out and stopped him.
四天了
It's 4 days, it's been 4 days.
已经死了四天了
He's been dead for 4 days.
已经臭了
He's stinky now.
马大说的无论是什么呢
So what does Martha mean when she said whatever?
显然是这个无论是有条件的
And there is conditions to this idea of whatever that she meant.
复活在马大的心中是一个将来的事情。
And resurrection in the heart of Martha is something in the future.
不仅是将来的事情，而且是一个特定时刻要发生的事情。
It is not just something in the future, but some specific time in the future.
不管怎么样，复活是将来的事，现在不可能再发生。
No matter what, it is something of the future. It will not happen now.
这是马大所知道的。
That is what Martha knew.
这是马大所说的无论。
This is what Martha meant by when she says whatever.
所以马大到底知道什么呢？
So what does Martha knew?
他知道耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
She knew that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God.
但是复活对他来讲是一个将来的事情。
But resurrection to her is a future event.
非但是将来，而且是非常遥远的事情。
And it is something very far away.
但是到底复活是什么？事实上，对他来讲，他是不清楚的。
But what is resurrection to her? It is a muddled opinion.
耶稣要马大知道什么呢？
And then, so what does Jesus want Martha to know?
在十一章二十五节，耶稣这样回答。
And in 11:25, Jesus said this.
他说我是复活，我是生命。
Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life.
中文把它翻成说，复活在我，生命也在我。
In Chinese, it says, resurrection is in me and life is in me.
那英文的翻译呢，是 I am, 所以是忠于这个原文圣经的翻译。
But in English, it says, I am the resurrection and the life.
什么叫做我是呢？
What does it mean by I am?
我是基本来讲是一个称呼，我叫什么名字？
I am is a pronunciation is to describe what I am.
或者是我在我是做什么的。
Or what I'm doing.
我在某个事情上我的角色是什么。
What I play in a certain part.
等一下，待会儿我们要介绍新朋友，对吗？
And later we have to introduce new friends.
你介绍新朋友的时候，说请你介绍一下你自己。
And when you introduce new friends, we ask the questions. Can you introduce yourself?
你通常一开始说我叫什么名字，对吧？
And then you will start with I am so and so.
这个是讲到称呼的。
It is a sign of a pronoun. It's a pronoun.
人家要知道怎么样子称呼你。
People wants to know how to address you.
但今天如果我们在一个特殊的状况下。
But under special circumstances today.
譬如说我在 Costco 买东西。
Perhaps if I was buying stuff in Costco.
我发现这个东西有一点问题。
I realized that there's something wrong with this thing.
就有一个人走过来，他看到我有。这个服务员走过来，他看到我有问题。
And the helper in Costco came over and saw that I have a problem.
他问我说。请问你有什么问题吗？
He asked me, is there any question? Do you have any questions?
那我要怎么回答呢？
How should I respond?
那要看我的问题是什么。
I have to think of what my question was.
我如果我这个问题是要经理才能够解决的话。
If this question pertains that it can be only solved by the manager.
我就会问他说，请问你是谁？
Then I will ask him, may I know who you are?
他会不会回答说， I'm John, 我是 John。
Will he say, I'm John?
不会，那个时候因为你那个时候你不是要知道他的名字，对不对？
At that point, you don't want to know just his name.
虽然是一样说请问你是谁的时候，那个时候问的不是名字。
When you ask, who are you? You're not asking for his name then.
而是在这个环境下你是什么样的一个角色。
Under that circumstance, you're asking what role does he play?
耶稣在这里说，我是复活，我是生命。
And Jesus here, he says, I am the resurrection and the life.
这句对话是在什么样一个场景下说的呢？
Under what circumstances is this word being uttered?
这是在一个生死，一个人死人死了四天的情况下说的。
It's under the circumstances when a person has been dead for 4 days.
他们现在所谈的一个问题是生命的问题。
The question they are talking about is a question of life.
他们所重视的是生死的问题。
And they are putting emphasis on the question of life.
耶稣这时候说他是谁呢？
And what does Jesus say that he is?
他说我是复活，我是生命。
He says, I am the resurrection and the life.
所以他的意思是说，这个生命和复活呢，都是掌握在我的手中。
His point is that resurrection and life is in my hand.
所以中文的翻译是根据这样子一个推演，就翻成说复活在我，生命也在我。
So Chinese translated in that way with the idea of deduction that resurrection and life is in Jesus.
但是在这里，耶稣明明用的是我是。
And over here, Jesus says, I am.
所以我是复活到底是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to say, I am the resurrection?
耶稣在这里特别用了我是的时候，他特别强调他是复活生命的源头跟原因。
And over here, Jesus emphasized that he is the source and the cause of resurrection.
这个主宰这个字好像还形容的不太够。
And perhaps this idea of author of life is not being described fully.
他特别要讲的是这件事情，这个生命的本身是从他出来的。
What he wants to say is that life itself comes from him.
不是从他一个拿出来一个东西他可以管的。
It is not something that he manages.
而是这个东西，这个原因，复活的原因和生命是从他这里来的。
And this cause of life is from him.
在约翰福音其他地方也有类似的经文。
And other scriptures in part of John mentions this.
第一章第四节说生命在他里头。
And in first chapter 1 verse 4 it says life is in him.
这个他就是耶稣。
And it means in him means in Jesus Christ.
这生命是在耶稣里面的。
Life is in Jesus Christ.
在十四章六节耶稣说我是道路真理生命。
14:6 says I am the way, the truth and the life.
这边用了同样的 be 动词我是。
Same thing, he says I am.
这里强调的是说他是这些事情。
And that is to emphasize that he is those things.
他是这些事情的原因跟真的源头。
He is the cause and the source of those things.
我很多年前我父亲过世的时候。
Many years ago when my father passed away.
我从美国回去处理。
I went back from America to...
我是长子。
I'm the eldest son.
所以我当然要来处理这个事情。
So of course I have to handle the matter.
但我父亲过世是很突然的。
But it's a very sudden event for my father to pass away.
没有什么预备啊。
There's not much preparation.
所以很多很多很多繁琐的事情。
A lot of hassle.
其中有一件事情呢，很大的事情。
And one of the biggest things.
他之前他有一笔蛮大的存款在银行里面。
Is that he has a huge saving in his bank account?
那我要去把这个账结了。
So I have to close the account.
我才能把这个遗产拿出来。
Then I can take out, withdraw the money.
我就准备了所有的该有的证件。
So I prepare all sorts of documents
来证明说我是合法的继承人
to prove that I'm the rightful inheritor.
那个时候往返美国不像现在这么容易啊。
And so at that time it's not so simple, like, not so efficient.
我在工作，我的请假的时间也有限。
And I have limited time in my leave.
我记得我到最后把好不容易把文件准备好的时候，第二天我就要回美国了。
And remember, I prepared all the documents. I have to return to America the next day.
换句话说，我今天我如果不把这件事情做完，我就没有办法做了。
That is to say, if I don't settle it today, I will not have any more chance to do it.
所以我大概早上的时候呢，我就赶到这个银行去。
So in the early morning, I went to the bank.
我把所有的证件缴了。
I gave them all the documents.
不是缴在同样一个地方。
It is not in the same place.
很多不同的部门在缴。
All different departments have to go around.
一直到了下午大概两点多钟左右。
Until 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
好，终于到最后一关了。
Until the last department.
我想说，因为台湾银行是三点半关门。
So the bank in Taiwan closes at 3:30.
我不知道是不是全世界银行都这样。
I don't know whether all the banks in the world closes at that time.
三点半就不能够再任何的交易了。
That means 3:30 and they close.
我两点钟到，我大概只有一个半钟头。
So 2 o'clock, I'm at the last department.
我想一个半钟头应该可以。
So I gave myself one and a half hours should be fine.
我说感谢主，我可以成功，I can make it, 我可以。
Give thanks to God that I can make it.
就到最后的时候，最后一关。
The last department.
他就检查我所有的证件。
After he's examined all my documents.
他说：“你这个税还没有结的，还没有完税，就是税务的事情还没结束。”
And then he says, "Oh, you have not settled all your taxes."
我说：“什么税啊？”
I said, "What taxes?"
他说：“这个税要到税务局去拿一个叫做完税证明。”
And so you have to go to the tax department and to get this idea of taxes being settled.
我说：“税务局在哪里啊？”
I said, "Where is this tax department?"
他就把那个地址给我。
He gave me the address.
我马上搭了出租车就赶过去。
So I took a taxi and went there immediately.
我根本就不知道那个完税证明要去哪里拿。
I do not know where I'm supposed to get this tax closure.
我只记得那个税务局是一个很高的一个大楼。
I remember that building is a huge one.
我一到里面的时候，我真的是不晓得去找谁。
When I was in there, I did not know where to go.
我已经不太记得，我就随便坐了这个电梯就到了某一层楼。
So I took the elevator and went to a certain floor.
我就坐在那边有一个沙发，有休息的地方，我就坐在那里。
I was sitting there on the sofa.
然后我就祷告。
And I prayed.
我说主，你帮助我。
I said, Oh Lord, please help me.
让我遇见一个人可以帮我做这个事。
Let me meet someone who can help me in this matter.
我祷告完以后，头一抬起来。
After I finished praying and I raised up my head.
有一个人居然从办公室走出来。
And someone came out from the office.
那个人像中年人。
He was a middle-aged man.
穿长袖。
Wearing a long sleeve.
我这个袖扣是打开的。
But he's unbuttoned and asleep.
就卷起来，卷到一半那样。
And it's been rolled up. His sleeves were rolled up.
打了一个领带。
He has a tie.
拉开的，歪歪的。
It's slanted. The tie is not properly tied.
就很邋遢的样子了。
It's a very not very nice thing.
然后就走出来。
So he came out from the office.
我想机会来了。
I said, Oh, this is my opportunity.
我想赶快冲上去，至少问一个人说这个我要怎么办这个事情。
If I ask him, perhaps he knows what I should do.
显然他没看见我。
No, of course he didn't see me.
他往一个另外一个方向走。
He went to the other direction.
我本来想追上去。
I wanted to go after him.
结果发现说他是去厕所。
I realized that he's on the way to the bathroom.
然后我就只好坐下来。
So I have to sit down.
我总不能跟到他厕所里去问吧。
Obviously, I can't follow him into the bathroom.
就他去厕所。
So he went there.
我等他出来。
Waiting for him to come out.
他一出来的时候。
Once he came out from there.
我就迎出去。
I went to him.
我就跟他讲说我要办这个事情。
I said I have to settle this.
我说我明天就要回国了。
I have to go back tomorrow.
我三点半银行说进不去的话，这事情办不了。
3:30 and the bank closes, I will not be able to do it.
请你告诉我说我这个事情要怎么办。
Can you tell me what to do?
他说好，你跟我来。
He said yes, please come with me.
然后他帮我带到 office 那个他的办公室里面去。
He brought me into his office.
然后他走进去的时候，他就有一张，当里面很多的办事员。
There's a lot of officers inside.
他找了其中一个人，他说小陈。
He says, oh, this person.
这个先生有急件要办。
He said this Mr. has urgency in this matter.
你帮他一下。
Can you help him?
那个小陈就二话不说就带我。
So the other officer just brought me.
接下来大概10到15分钟吧。
In the next 10 to 15 minutes.
我一下二楼，一下三楼，一下四楼，一下六楼。
I have to go to second and third and fourth and sixth floor.
他就带着我这个整栋楼这样子跑上跑下，跑上跑下。
He brought me up and down, here and there.
到每个地方都要盖一个章。
And everywhere we go, there's a step.
都要脚印一个证券。
You have to give some documents.
可这个人很厉害。
But this person, he knows.
他不管带我到什么地方，那些人一看到他就帮我办。
And no matter where he goes, everyone that sees him, he will settle. He will give me the stamp immediately.
我想说，这个是天使吗
？I ask whether this person is an angel.
他结果就办到最后的时候。
And eventually, towards the end,
他跟我说差不多了。
He said, "Oh, it's about there."
到一层楼，不知道是什么楼。
We don't know which level we were at now.
那楼盖印的，那盖印。
There is a stamp, a huge stamp.
那个。台湾叫做什么印鉴室，就是管那个税务局的章的那个。
So it's all the stamps of this taxes over there.
就到那边去。
And we were there.
那个人一看到他，就盖了。
And the person saw him and just gave him a stamp.
我办好了。
It's done.
结果就出来了。
And I came out.
我说谢谢你。
I said thank you.
我怎么样谢谢那位先生呢
？How can I thank that person?
他说不用。
He said no, never mind.
我说请问他是谁
？And I asked who is he?
他说我是税务局局长。
He's the general director of the tax department. What I want is this tax closure department, the document.
我是得到了完税证明。
And of course I got the document.
但是我碰到的不是完税证明。
But whom I met with is not this document.
我碰到的是发这个证的人。
Whom I met is the person who gives this document.
耶稣说我是复活，我是生命。
And so Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life.
在一个生死的事情上，生命跟复活是最重要的。
And in this matter of life and death, life is the most important.
耶稣会解决他生命的问题。
Jesus can solve the problems of his life.
但在这里，上帝不只是要人明白复活这件事，而是要让人认识遇见复活这件事背后的原因跟主宰。
But God doesn't just want us to understand this matter of resurrection. He wants us to meet the personWhere the resurrection comes from.
那就是耶稣。
And that is Jesus Christ.
上帝是一切的原因，主宰跟终极所在。
And God is the source of all causes and is sovereign over all things.
当我们今天在讲我是的时候。
And so today when we talk about I am.
我们说耶稣在这里是在介绍他在这件事情上的角色。
Here he is introducing his role in this matter.
但是我是的本身也是上帝的名字。
But this word I am is the name of God himself.
在出埃及记第三章。
Exodus 3:13.
当摩西在问上帝说我要去跟别人介绍请你的称呼是什么的时候
？And when Moses asked God, "I have to introduce you to others. What should I call you?"
结果神说：“我是，我是。
”And God says, "I am who I am."
你知道当我说我是谁的时候
？You know that when you says I am a certain someone,
你说我是后面的那个东西就限制前面的主词。
If you says whatever that come after I am, you are limiting I am.
我是吴英强就限制了我的名字是吴英强。
If you say I am Ying Chan Wu, that means I'm limited by Ying Chan Wu.
我是这个教会的长老，这限制我在教会的角色。
And you says I am the elder of this church, it limits your role in the church.
我说我是谁的先生的时候，我就把我的太太也就限制住了。
And you say I'm the husband of so and so, you limit your wife then.
这是讲到角色，对不对
？This is your role.
或者是名字也好。
Whether is your name.
当我说我是什么什么的时候，那个什么什么就限制了那个主词。
And so when you say I am some and so, that so and so limits you.
所以当摩西在问上帝说。请问你是
？So when Moses asked God, "You are,"
你说上帝怎么回答呢
？What do you think God would say?
他没有办法回答。
He couldn't answer.
所以原文里面是我是我是。
And so in English it says I am who I am.
所以在中文里面就把它翻成说我是自由源。
And in Chinese it says I am forever from forever to forever.
因为上帝是无限的。
Because God is unlimited.
他不能用任何一个角色来限制他。
You cannot limit him with any sorts of role.
所以当人在问他说你到底是什么的时候，他没有办法说他是什么。
So when people ask him who are you, he cannot say I am certain someone.
他就说我就是我就是。
He says I am who I am.
所以在这里我们看到我是的时候，也知道说这不仅是在说他的角色，同时也说了他就是上帝。
And so when Jesus says I am here, it's not just his role but his name as well.
耶稣在最后的时候挑战他说你信吗？
And the last section, Jesus challenged him, do you believe?
26节说，凡活着信我的人必永远不死，你信这话吗？
And in verse 26, everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
好，我们先来看一下我们凭什么相信耶稣。
And so we have now to look what's the evidence of our faith.
先看马大凭什么相信好了。
So according to Martha, what's the evidence of her faith?
记得刚刚马大已经说了，我相信你是基督，你是神的儿子。
You remember that Martha says, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of God.
她凭什么相信呢？
On what basis this is her faith?
当马大跟耶稣对话的那个时候，他们犹太人唯一有的就是这个大约已经1500多年前的一个传统。
When Martha talked to Jesus, the only tradition they have is this, about the traditions of the Jewish.
这个犹太人的逾越节到耶稣那个时代大约1500-1600年。
So Passover that they have is about 1500 years since the first one.
我们从前天圣诞节到今天的复活节，我们都在庆祝这段节气。
And today, two days ago, we were just celebrating this Passover.
Passover 是星期四，是犹太历的正月十四号。
And so it's on the Thursday, the 14th day of the month of the Jewish month.
那纪念他们，神拯救他们，拯救以色列人脱离埃及。
And to remember that God has saved the Israelites from Egypt.
然后他们世世代代呢，神都要求他们要纪念这个。
And generation after generation, God wants them to remember that.
星期四要杀逾越节的羔羊。
And on Thursday, they are to kill the slaughter the Passover lamb.
星期五开始要吃无酵饼。
And then on Friday, they are to eat unleavened bread.
就叫做除酵节啊。
That's the feast of the unleavened bread.
星期六就是逾越节的安息日。
And Saturday is the Sabbath, is the Passover day.
安息日之后的那一天呢，是正月十七号，是一个星期天。
So after that Sabbath is a Sunday, the 17th of the month.
那天呢，他们要做一件事情。
And on that day, they are to do something.
这个事情就是因为那个时候呢，农作物大概刚刚好出熟。
And because at that time, there is the time where the first fruits is just at the harvest.
所以利未记二十三章十一节说，在安息日次日，就是这个逾越节的安息日的次日，就是。正月十七号这一天要做这件事情。
So the day after the Sabbath, they are to do this.
把那些出熟的禾捆呢，拿一把出来，这样子在神面前摇一下。
And so they are to take the first fruits, the sheaf and the wave before the Lord.
所以他们叫它出熟节。
They call it the feast of the first fruits.
要做这个很特殊的祭，叫做摇祭，因为把这个东出熟的禾捆呢，在上帝的面前摇一下。
And to sacrifice in a special manner to take before a sheaf before the Lord and to wave before the Lord.
表示这些出熟的东西是归给上帝的。
And to represent that they have given all these first fruits to the Lord.
我们知道说这个出熟的之后就会有丰收，对不对？
And we know that after the first fruits there will be a harvest.
我非常感谢济南牧师上次他这样告诉我们。
And we give thanks to Pastor Jinan, he told me this.
我没有在农村待过，我不晓得。
I've never been in the farm, I did not know.
牧师跟我们说这个出熟的果子一出来的时候，接下来就是会有大丰收的。
And Pastor says when you have the first fruits, then you will have the harvest following it.
所以正月十七号就是逾越节的安息的次一天。他们要做这个摇祭。
And so on the 7th day of the month after the Sabbath, they are to do this wave offering.
把出熟的果子都献给上帝。
To give the first fruits to the Lord.
同时也感谢上帝说将来要的丰收是神赐给我。
And to give thanks to God for all the harvest that is to follow.
这个就是马大在当时他有的。
This is what Martha knew then.
我不知道他知道这些，他就可以说耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
We don't know whether just based on this, whether she can declare that Christ is God.
他信心真是很大。
Her faith is great.
也许耶稣告诉他了。
Perhaps Jesus has disclosed to her.
但在当时的时候，他就完全一个信心。
But on that point, she has only faith.
请记得，这个就是马大有的。
This is what Martha knew.
后面的事情，这个马大这个时候还不知道。
Whatever that happens after this, Martha did not know.
好，我们今天讲说马大他信的凭据，我们要考虑说我们信什么。
And so, according to this proof, we have to think of our proof, our evidence.
我们的凭据是什么
？What is our basis of faith?
我们显然有的比马大那个时候要多得多。
Of course, we have much more evidence than Martha.
因为我们到新约了。
Because we're now in the New Testament.
我们星期五的时候。在纪念耶稣的受难。
And this, just the past Friday, we remember the suffering of Christ.
因为耶稣是在受难，就是在逾越节的晚餐之后就被抓的。
Because
星期四晚上。
Jesus was apprehended on the Thursday night after the Passover supper.
星期五的时候就是受难节，耶稣已经死了，钉在十字架上。
On Friday, he was already dead, nailed on the cross.
我们说这是一个Good Friday 啊 ，Good Friday。
It's a Good Friday.
然后是星期六安息日。
And then Saturday is the Sabbath.
然后接下来就是今天了，复活节。
And then it's today, the Easter.
你看这两个表对照在一起。
If you look at these two charts, in comparison,
是不是很清楚啊
？Isn't it clear?
马大那个时候没有这个的。
Martha didn't know that then.
但是我们今天的凭据是不一样的。
But our basis of faith is different today.
因为初熟节已经变成复活节了。
Because the feast of the first fruits have become the day of resurrection.
在哥林多前书十五章二十节这样说。
And in 1 Corinthians 15:20 says,
基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人初熟的果子。
Christ has been resurrected from the dead and is the first fruits of those who are dead.
在这里我们就知道原来那个摇祭是做什么。
And now we know what this wave offering for.
原来那是初熟的果子。
That wave offering is the first fruit.
初熟的果子就是耶稣基督。
And that first fruit was Jesus Christ.
他是初熟的果子献给上帝。
He is the first fruit being given to God.
他的出现表示后面有一个丰收。
And his appearance means that there's going to be a harvest.
所以圣经里面说，这位上帝的儿子，他要带许许多多的人进入上帝的荣耀。
And so the Bible says, this Son of God, he will bring many children to glory.
我们再来看信的内容是什么呢
？And then we look at the content of her faith.
我们刚刚已经看了一点点马大知道什么。
And just now we have already talked about what Martha knew.
我们现在再仔细再来回顾一下。
Now let's recap a little bit.
他说。我信你是基督，是神的儿子。
It says, "I believe that you are Christ, the Son of God."
你是那要临到世界的。
You are the one who is coming into the world.
所以马大信什么呢
？So what does Martha believe?
马大信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，他会再来。
Martha believed that he is the Christ, he will come again.
马大还相信什么呢
？And what else does Martha believe?
他说我知道在末日的时候有人要复活。
She said that I know in the last day there will be resurrection.
所以马大他也相信。末日的时候，神要让人复活。
And Martha believed that in the last day, God will resurrect those people.
这是马大的信仰。
This is the faith of Martha.
她信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
She believed that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
她相信耶稣基督会再来。
And he believed that Jesus Christ will come again.
她相信死人要复活。
And he believed that the dead will rise.
这个我们相信吗？
Do we believe this?
我们相信的话，牧师就受洗了，就给你施洗了，对不对
？If you believe, then you will be baptized.
我们在陪谈的时候问的问题也大概就是这个。
And these are the questions when we are doing counseling.
你信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子
？Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, Christ?
牧师就奉圣父、圣子、圣灵名给你施洗。
And then the pastor will baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son of Holy Spirit.
我们这个信仰的中心的中心是什么呢
？And what is the central core of our faith?
就是相信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子嘛。
That is to believe that Christ is the Son of God.
这是道成肉身来的基督嘛
？He is the Christ incarnate.
我们信仰的中心的中心就是这个。
And that is the core of our belief.
我还相信基督要再来。
And I will believe again that Jesus Christ will come.
我还相信所有的人都要复活。
And I believe that everyone will rise again.
这个信仰有任何的错误吗
？Is there anything wrong with this?
如果信仰有任何的错误的话，我们今天施洗都有问题了。
If there is anything wrong with this, then we have problem with our baptism today.
好，马大的信仰在这里看起来是没有任何问题的。
So Martha, at that point, her faith seems all right.
我们如果承认的话，我们的信仰也是没有问题的。
If we acknowledge this, our faith is orthodox as well.
但这里有一个问题。
But here there's a problem.
不是信仰的问题。
It is not the problem of faith.
不是神学的问题。
It's not a problem of theology.
是面对问题的时候的问题。
It is the problem of facing the problem.
马大的信仰是纯正的。
And so Martha's faith is orthodox.
但是她今天面对的是一个死人。
But she's facing a dead person.
能够解决他这个问题吗
？Can it save that person? Can it save the problem?
好像不行。
It seems unsolvable.
他看到耶稣的时候，他还是很伤心。
When she saw Jesus, she was still in sorrow.
当耶稣说你兄弟要复活的时候，他就说以后会复活。
When Jesus says your brother will rise again, she said he will rise in the future.
那耶稣说把石头挪开的时候，他就说：“哎呀，不要，不要，不要，不要。
”And when Jesus says you have to roll away the stone, she stopped him.
一个在神学上正确、信仰正确的人，碰到问题的时候，怎么会这样呢
？A person who's right in his faith and theology, when she faced the problem, why should you respond in this way?
这是马大的问题。
This is the problem of Martha.
我在准备这个信息的时候，我发现这也是我的问题，对不对
？When I prepare this sermon, this is my problem. I realize this is my problem.
是不是各位很多基督徒的问题
？Is it the problems of a lot of our Christians
here? 你怀疑过你的信仰吗
？Have you doubted your faith?
当然你信主一两年可能呢。
Perhaps if you just started on this journey, maybe you may doubt.
你如果是一个基督徒超过五六年，我相信你不会怀疑你的信仰的。
And if you have been long Christians, you will not doubt your faith.
我不会再怀疑说耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，对我来讲一点问题都没有。
I will not doubt that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God.
这是我从内心深处的一个任性。
This is what I have been convicted in my heart to believe.
我的理念里面，我认定这个是对的。
And in my mind, I'm sure that this is right.
但是当我碰到问题的时候，我为什么反应还是那样子的软弱呢
？But when I face with problem, why do I still respond with such weakness?
马大有的是我们有的。
What Martha has is what we have.
他的信仰没有什么问题。
Her faith is orthodox.
当耶稣说死人要复活的时候，他的反应是什么呢
？But when Jesus says the dead will rise, what was the response?
当马大在理念上说神的儿子可以做任何事情的时候，他任何是非常非常有限的。
And so when Martha says you can do whatever, the idea of whatever in the mind is very limited.
我们今天的信仰也是很纯正的。
And today our faith is very orthodox.
但我为什么碰到问题的时候，我该忧虑的还是忧虑，该着急的还是着急了
？But why is it that when we're faced with problem, we're still worrying and anxious?
所以耶稣跟门徒在一起里面常讲一句话说你们的信在哪里啊
And so when Jesus was with his disciples, he always asked them, where is your faith?
啊，在这里。
It's here.
在理性里面。
It's only in your mind.
在碰到问题的时候。
When you're faced with problems.
不要不要不要，这个已经死了四天了。
Oh, this person has been dead for 4 days.
太迟了太迟了。
It's too late.
哎呀，你早一点来就好了。
It's better if you have.
你如果这样子就好了。
If you have done this, it would have been better.
现在不必了。
You don't have to do this anymore.
该忧虑的照样忧虑。
Those who are still worrying, we're still worried.
该害怕的时候一样害怕。
When you're still afraid, you're still afraid.
神学信仰的正确不能够解决我们的问题。
So this idea of theology and faith being orthodox cannot solve this problem.
真理不会错的。
Truth will not be wrong.
问题在哪里呢
？Where's the problem?
马大的信仰是对弥赛亚的承认和将来的盼望。
And so Martha's faith is to the confession towards the Messiah and the hope in the future.
这两件事情对她来讲都是在理性里面。
These two things to her, it's only in the rational.
她承认她面前这个就是要来的弥赛亚。
She acknowledged that this person is the Christ that is to come.
她甚至有够大的信心知道将来的所有神所应许的。
And she has great faith to know what will happen in the future.
这些我们都有嘛。
Do we have this?
你五年以上的基督徒基本上都有。
Generally, if you are Christians for long, you will have this.
耶稣要他信什么呢
？But what does Jesus want her to believe?
刚刚说，凡活着信我的人必永远不死，这耶稣说的。
And Jesus says, everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die.
活着信永不死。
And lives and believes never die.
马大讲的全部都是正确的。
Everything that Martha said was right.
耶稣在这里提醒他一件事情。
And Jesus here reminds her of something.
你承认我是弥赛亚很好。
You have acknowledged that I'm the Christ, that's good.
你相信神所应许将来的一切也很好。
And you believe that whatever God has promised in the future, very good.
但耶稣在这里说，恩典是从现在开始。
But Jesus Christ is saying grace starts now.
你的盼望不是全部在未来。
Your hope is not entirely in the future.
当然，未来的盼望是我们终极的盼望。
Of course, the future hope is our ultimate hope.
这个对我们来讲非常重要的。
It is very important to us.
但是现在呢？
But what about now?
你如果缺了现在的话，你面对问题的时候跟没有信主的人是一样的。
If you don't have the aspect of now, and when you face the problem, you're the same as unbelievers.
在约翰福音里面，耶稣这样回答。
In John 3, Jesus said,
跟尼哥底母这样说。
To Nicodemus.
他说你必须重生。
You have to be reborn again.
我对你们说地上的事情。
And I'm talking to you about earthly things.
重生是什么呢
？What is being reborn?
重就是再生一次嘛。
Being reborn means being reborn.
这里面虽然没有死字，但你知道重生一定经过死亡以后再生嘛
？Even though there's no idea of death, but you know that to be reborn, that means you have to go, you have to die first.
重生就是复活嘛
？Reborn is the resurrection.
神使我们的灵魂苏醒，就是说使我们已经死去的灵魂能够再活过来。
God restores our soul. That is to mean that He revives our dead souls.
在以弗所书说，你们死在死亡过犯中，他叫你们活过来。
In Ephesians it says you were dead in your trespasses and sin, he gives you life.
在启示录二十章里面说，头一次复活的，第二次的死在他们身上没有。
In Revelation 20, those who have been resurrected the first time, the second death will have no power of them.
重生也好，活过来也好，第一次的复活也好，全部是现在的事情啊。
So resurrection or restoration or the first resurrection is all the things that's happening now.
我们如果说我们信，我们要做什么呢
？Now, if we say that we believe, what are we to do?
比如说，离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing.
我们今天很多时候有一个很大的问题。
We have this great problem today, actually.
我们认为神给我们的恩赐，就好像是拿一个礼物给我们一样。
We think that the gift of God is like, the grace of God is like the gift.
你拿到一个礼物是什么意思
？When you receive the gift, what does it mean?
啊、我拿到礼物你说谢谢谢谢然后就走了是不是
You receive the gift, you say thank you and you leave
今天很多时候我们接受一个礼物的时候我们就说谢谢谢谢谢然后我们就走了
And many times we receive gift today, we say thank you and then we leave
我们接受神的恩典应该怎么样呢
How are we to receive God's grace?
我们是说感谢主感谢主然后我就走了呢
Are we to say, oh, thank God and then we leave?
好约翰福音在这里说不是这样不是这样
And John here is saying it's not like this
耶稣说离了我你们就不能再做什么。
Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing.
换句话说，神给我们恩典，你不是把它当作一个礼物揣在兜里就可以走的。
It's not something that you receive and put in your pocket and you leave.
因为神要给我们的是从他里面出来的。
Because what God wants to give us is from within him.
那是一个源头。
It is the source.
而不是一个东西拿了你可以走的。
It's not something that you can take and then you can leave after that.
在哥罗西书里面说，神赐给一切的丰盛是在基督里面。
And in Colossians 2, God in all the abundance is in Christ.
在以弗所书里面说，神在基督里面赐给我们天上各样
的福气。And in Ephesians it says, in Christ God has given us all the blessings of the heavens.
我们在这里讲的是什么
？So what are we talking about here?
所有神要赐给我们的。
All that God is going to give us.
不是一个拿出来东西你可以带走。
It's not something that you can just take away.
上帝真正给我们的是一个人呢。
What God truly gives us is a person.
三章十六节。
3:16.
神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
上帝给我们的是什么样的礼物呢？
What kind of gift did God give us?
不是一个包装起来你可以带走的。
It's not a package that we can take away and leave.
而是上帝的儿子耶稣基督。
It is Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
你不能把上帝的恩典揣在兜里就走了。
You cannot just pocket the grace of God and leave.
上帝赐给我们的是基督。
God gave us Christ.
是让我们来跟随他的。
It is something for us to follow, someone for us to follow.
我们来唱首回应诗歌好吗
？Let's sing a hymn of response.
这首诗歌呢是 William Cushion 在1878年做的。
This hymn was composed by William Cushing in 1878.
他是等一下啊，对不起啊，他是在1870年的时候，他的妻子死亡。
In 1870, his wife passed away.
他有八年非常痛苦的日子。
And there is 8 years of suffering in his life.
之前他非常喜欢的诗篇呢是诗篇23篇。
Before that, his favorite psalm was Psalm 23.
耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
我必不致缺乏。
I shall not want.
他以前非常喜欢分享诗篇23篇。
And in the past, he liked to share on Psalm 23.
这个诗人用他的文笔也安慰了很多的人。
And this psalmist has comforted many with his words.
可是在1870年的时候他心爱的妻子过世。
But in 1870, his wife passed away.
他的日子完全转变。
His life changed.
他过了八年非常非常痛苦的日子。
And for 8 years, he was in a deep sorrow.
因为他的信仰并不能够拿去他内心的伤痛。
Because his faith cannot cure the sorrow of his heart.
他以前安慰很多的人，但是他现在那些东西没有办法安慰他自己。
And he has comforted many in the past, but now it cannot comfort him.
他就这样子过了八年。
And so for 8 years,
在七八年的时候
，in 1878,
上帝启示他
，and God revealed to him,
说你跟随我。
He says, "Follow me."
所以他就写了下面这首诗歌。
So he wrote this hymn.
在两年之后呢，碰到这个 Robert Lowry， 当时很有名的作曲家。
And in 2 years later, he met Robert Lowry, a good hymn writer.
Robert 看到这个诗非常好，就帮他谱了这首曲子。
And Robert Lowry saw that the hymn was good, so he made a tune for it.
100多年的诗歌啊。
hundred over years for this hymn.
今天我们在复活节的时候，我们到底要什么呢？
Today, in this Easter, what do we really want?
当我们当中有人生病了，我知道。
I know there are some of us who are sick.
我们有人学业有问题的。
And some of us who have problems with our studies.
我们有人要找工作的。
And some who are looking for a job.
我们有家庭的问题的。
And some of us who have family problems.
我们有小孩问题的。
We have problems with kids.
这些神会不会解决？
Will God solve all these problems?
会的。
Yes.
但是神给我们礼物，这个问题解决了以后，不是说你这个问题解决以后你可以走的。
But it is not that once you receive this gift from God and you can just take it and leave.
很多的事情在发生的时候，上帝不是要让我们明白那件事情的本身，而是让我们明白那件事情背后的耶稣。
And many times when these things happen, it's not just want us to understand these things, but to understand the cause of these things, Jesus Christ.
让我们知道神给我们的恩典是从现在开始。
And to know that our grace starts now.
我们来唱这首诗歌的时候呢
？And when we sing this hymn,
总共三节啊。
There's three stanzas.
我们第一节唱中文，第二节唱英文，第三节再唱中文。
So the first stanza will sing in Mandarin, second in English, and the third in Mandarin.
我们按照各位你的信心大小，你就一起来唱。
And so according to your faith, you will sing this hymn.
你不要怕说不会唱，唱错了。
You don't have to be afraid to say I will sing it wrongly.
这是一个回应。
It is a response.
你如果愿意说回应说我要跟随主，你就大声的唱。
If you say your response is I want to follow God, then you sing it loudly.
好不好？我们来唱一下这首诗歌。
Let's sing this hymn.
好，第一节中文。
First stanza。
我愿跟随我救主，无论走何路，或在花木茂盛、清水长流之处，唯有救主引导我，愿跟随跟随主，一路跟随直到头戴冠冕主。跟随跟随，我愿跟随耶稣。无论在何地方，我愿跟随主，跟随跟随，我愿跟随耶稣。无论何处主领我，我愿跟随。
第二节英文啊。
With my Savior, I will go where the storms are sweeping and the dark waters flow.His hand to lead me, I will never fear. Danger cannot fright me if my Lord is near. Follow, follow, I will follow Jesus. Anywhere, everywhere, I will follow on. Follow, follow, I will follow Jesus. Everywhere he leads me, I will follow.主走高山或平地，我灵常愿与主亲近如主如履，他必领我安然奔跑主种种经历，直走到我救主所应许福地。跟随跟随，我愿跟随耶稣，无论在何地方，我愿跟随主。跟随跟随，我愿跟随耶稣，无论何处主领我，我愿跟随。
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh Lord, we give thanks and praise to you.
你在复活节的时候，把这个复活的盼望放在我们心中。
And on this day of resurrection, you put the hope of resurrection into our lives.
你让我们的复活的盼望改变了。
And you have changed this hope of resurrection.
你让我们的盼望也改变了。
And you've changed our hope.
我们的盼望不仅是在未来
，Our hope is not just in the future，
而是从现在就开始。
But it starts now。
就帮助我们
，Help us, O Lord，
让我们能够知道如何抓住神的应许。
That we can know how to grasp onto the promise of God。
我们的信仰的正确要帮助我们解决我们现有的问题。
And our faith, the orthodox faith, will solve our problems now。
但是我们若是不在你里面，我们不会有平安。
But if we are not in you, we will not have peace。
帮助我们
，Help us。
帮助我们。
Help us.
让我们能够真正成为一个跟随你的人。
That we can be a follower of Christ.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.